You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, and this is Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. My name is Scott Ponywaz. I am the publisher of Call Put Strike, and I cover some of the highlights in the news for each day, as well as take a deeper dive into a relevant and timely trend or insight in the markets or the news in each episode. We'll get started here in just a second. Today's news, we discuss the biblical Trump and how tech stumbles in the markets. Stocks were up again today on Tuesday as lockdown restrictions begin to ease around the country, bringing optimism about the fate of the economy. The Dow Jones gained 1%, while the S&P 500 increased by 0.8%. The NASDAQ rose by 0.59%. In November 2019, LVMH, also known as the Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy Group, agreed to purchase Tiffany, the jewelry retailer, for $16.2 billion. Due to recent events and the collapse of the economy, the deal between LVMH and Tiffany now seems uncertain to go through. As a result, Tiffany's shares fell 9% Tuesday amid the news. The S&P 500 is currently up nearly 40% since its lowest point in mid-March. A representative from Bank of America, Stephen Suttmeyer, stated that, quote, the S&P 500 has room to run before becoming overbought. He believes that the market plummet earlier this year will result in healthier market in the future. Oil prices have continued to rise since their low point in early March. Since lockdown restrictions are being lifted throughout the country, people are starting to travel more. West Texas Intermediate gained 3.87%, while Brent crude rose by 3.26% on Tuesday. Some major tech stocks dropped on Tuesday. Netflix fell by 1.4%. Facebook decreased by 2.2%. Apple and Amazon both fell by over 0.8%. However, this is seen as a natural progression, as the warmer temperatures and ease of lockdown restrictions are tempting people out of their homes. The CEO of KKM Financial, Jeff Kilberg, said, quote, this is a healthy reversion as you're seeing some of the laggards come back in line. If anything, this is going to help sustain a more bullish stance in the marketplace. Monday night, President Donald Trump released a statement in regard to the protesters saying that, quote, I am mobilizing all federal and local resources, civilian and military, to protect the rights of law-abiding citizens. If a city or state refuses to take the actions necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them, end quote. So far, the market has not been impacted by the president's statement. New York City is one of the places that have recently imposed a curfew for citizens. This is to attempt to curb the widespread protests and riots that occurred throughout the weekend. As of recording on Tuesday evening, the curfew is set to be in place from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. through Sunday. The home furnishing retailer RH, or Restoration Hardware, will be releasing its earnings report on Thursday. Stifel, the investment firm, upped its price target on the company as revenue is expected to be high. The price target was previously $150, and it has now been raised to $265. A representative from Stifel spoke about the increased number of Americans who are moving out of big cities, which will benefit RH when they need to shop for new furniture. The gradual reopening of the economy is benefiting shopping centers and mall operators. Vornado Realty rose by over 3% on Tuesday, while Simon Property Group rose by 3.5%. In addition to this, Federal Realty rose by 4.9%, and SL Green Realty gained 4.3%. That wraps up today's news. Today is June 2nd, Tuesday. We'll be back with more news tomorrow, but in the second half of today's episode, we are going to take a deeper look into how Wall Street's CEOs have reacted to the death of George Floyd. We'll return after the break in just a second. This is Call Put Strike, Daily News and Financial Insights. Thank you for joining us tonight. And in the second half of today's episode, where we typically take a look into a broader trend or an educational topic around investing in the markets, today we're going to actually take a step back and look at how Wall Street CEOs reacted to George Floyd's death. As we've seen, there have been a variety of responses from companies and brands together, as well as many influential leaders in the country, as well as the world. Nike's campaigns have taken a different approach to their response and have typically been involved in the Black Lives Matter discussion. However, Wall Street tends to stay a little bit more independent. That said, after last night's presidential discussion or speech that addressed the nation, then was followed by a controversial photo opportunity in front of the church with a Bible, we thought it was interesting to take a look at how some of the Wall Street leadership has been responding. So, and to give the backstory, as most of us are aware, on May 25th, 2020, a Black man named George Floyd was being arrested by a white police officer. The officer kneeled on George's neck for over 8 minutes, causing his death by asphyxiation. The most current coroner reports allege that it was death by asphyxiation. However, there are contradicting reports done by the Minneapolis Police Department. That said, Wall Street CEOs took to social media to express their feelings regarding the situation. Brian Moynihan, the CEO of Bank of America, is the first one that we'll look at. So the Bank of America has announced that it will be donating a $1 billion donation to support the effort of reducing racism and income inequalities. These issues have been accelerated during the coronavirus pandemic, and the Bank of America is determined to help fight against them, said Brian Moynihan, the CEO of Bank of America. Quote, "The events of the past week have created a sense of true urgency that has arisen across our nation, particularly in view of the racial injustices we have seen in the communities where we work and live. We all need to do more." So that was Brian Moynihan of Bank of America. Next, David Solomon of Goldman Sachs. The CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon, spoke to employees of the bank directly. He wanted them to know that he was paying attention and horrified by the recent events that have taken place. He said in a voicemail to the staff, quote, "I am horrified by continued attacks against the Black community, highlighted most recently in the U.S. with the deaths of Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd, and with what Christian Cooper experienced in Central Park in New York City this past Monday. So I'm asking all of you, even with everything you're going through and everything you are doing, to look up and acknowledge what is happening around us. I want you to check in with each other and be willing to have conversations that may take us outside of our comfort zone," end quote. Again, that was David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Next, we have Mark Mason. Mark Mason is a CFO of Citigroup. So he is also one of the few African-American executives on Wall Street. He posted about the events on the company's website and said, quote, "Even though I'm the CFO of a global bank, the killings of George Floyd in Minnesota, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, and Breonna Taylor in Kentucky are reminders of the dangers Black Americans like me face in living our daily lives. racism continues to be at the root of so much pain and ugliness in our society, from the streets of Minneapolis to the disparities inflicted by COVID-19. These systemic problems will not go away until we confront them head on, end quote. That was Mark Mason, the CFO of Citigroup, responding to the current situations. So now let's take a step back and look at the impact. Top employers on Wall Street are taking notice of the events that are happening around America. Some of them are responding with empathy, while others are proposing a call to action. If company employees see their leaders standing up and taking action, it's going to be easier for them to stand up alongside of them. CEOs on Wall Street are great influencers and have the power to change how things are. Making a statement and showing their employees that they are on board for change is the first step on the way to a better future for all of us. That concludes today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights for June 2nd, 2020. We hope that you all stay healthy, stay safe, and we hope that you all can be well. Have a great evening, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.